Hello and welcome to our Wealth Creation Program with Isagenix. My name is Kirsty Cody, your host, and thank you for listening in today. Very excited about today's topic as it's all about building your tribe in Isagenix. And for some of you, you might be wondering what that means. Obviously team building, but we have Sybil Eimel with us today. She is a pro when it comes to building community and building a team that is passionate, that works together. Not only is she an incredible leader for her own team, but she's been known to mentor people that are cross-line from her, that have nothing to do with her financially, because she truly does care. She's an incredible person. She joined Isagenix in May of 2015. So she's, as of the recording of this podcast, she's been building a little over 3 years. And she holds the rank of 5-star Golden Circle, 6-star Crystal Executive. I think she knows what she's doing in lifting people up and creating leaders. It's incredible. It's incredible to me to see people having, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 Crystal Executives, personally enrolled Crystal Executives on their team. That is huge. Very huge. So she has a background within the home-based business industry, which she, I don't want to steal her thunder, but she's married. She has two adult children, 26, 27, and she's busy. So we're grateful to have you with us. Sybil, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Kirsty. This is such an honor, and I absolutely look forward to telling everybody about all the stuff that I'm so passionate about.
Yeah, well, I am so intrigued with your journey, and I really believe that what you're about ready to share with people, it's going to add so much validity to what we're doing here in Isagenix as a whole, but also to the opportunity, you know, when it comes to building your business. Now, you've been in the direct sales industry for 20 years prior to Isagenix, right?
That's correct. 20 years exactly before I joined this company.
So teamwork and unity is the foundation of how you're building.
And really being very, very business focused, because that is, I think, where we're missing a little bit of a link, is that people, some leaders, I think, expect that their teammates are going to step up or check a box and say, okay, now I'm ready to grow a business. And we have something in our group called the Eat for Free program. So the passion and the excitement is definitely here when somebody joins our team, our tribe, that they're just immediately immersed in an extremely, extremely kind, giving culture that we do call our tribe. And they almost can't really say no, because it's just there really isn't any option. It's what we do. Doing Isagenix with Sybil Eimel is growing an empire with Sybil Eimel. Mm.
I love that. Eat for free. How fun is that?
For free club.
Yeah, absolutely. So business is a part of it right out of the gate with everybody that you're bringing into your organization, into your tribe, so to speak. So it's not something that's foreign or new to them in the process. It's built into your process, correct?
That's correct. It's mm-hmm. built right in.
All right. So let's talk about, well, first of all, I have to ask you, what is it like now knowing that you're getting paid out on everybody, no matter if they're 3 levels deep, 10 levels deep, you know, down to the 20th, the 20,000th, excuse me, this is a tongue twister, the 20,000th level.
Well, it's overwhelming at first. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 3 years ago, I was just so excited to hear that. And now I'm truly living it. And, you know, the sky's the limit. I haven't even experienced yet what is to come. And that's where it really, really gets exciting for me. And I think that that's why I have such an open mind and such a passionate heart about everybody having success with this. And I don't care who they're connected to. The more people having success with Isagenix creates more people having success with Isagenix.
Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Now, what has your day changed?
Oh, for sure. Mm-hmm. I used to have to work every night in order to make about $100. And that was actually considered to be a very good night. If I had a show that we sold $500 in stones and spatulas, that was a celebration on the drive home. But those drives home were a lot of miles, a lot of soccer games missed, a lot of years on the road. Mm-hmm. And now it's really flexible. I don't have to do that. So it's a real flexible schedule. We get to choose. And I didn't get to choose before. I had to work when my hostesses wanted me to come and do their pretty much, you know, catering their girls' night out. Now it's much more manageable, and I absolutely love it. Even though I'm an empty nester and have been really for the last 8 years, I still own my time now, and I can choose to do with it what I want.
Mm-hmm. It's so powerful. Now I want to talk to you about Tribe Time. This is a weekly meeting you call Tribe Time with your teams in both Idaho and Arizona. So tell everybody what this meeting is like.
Well, so Tanya and Trudy were really great in starting something called Fast Track to Executive. And we were doing that pretty consistently every Tuesday for about 6 weeks. And then we would take about a month off, and then we'd get back together every Tuesday for another 6 week segment. Well, we were all carpooling from Chandler to Gilbert to Mesa, wherever it was being held. And we started having these incredible bonds, talking a lot on the way home, you know, an hour drive to and from. And when those segments of time that we would have a hiatus would be happening, I realized I was missing my friends. People were telling me the same thing. They weren't making really great food choices any longer because they didn't have any accountability the following Tuesday to keep them in line. So I got together with the group of executives that I had personally enrolled and said, you guys, let's keep this going. We don't have to take a hiatus. Let's start our own thing. What do you want to call it? And we'd always been known as the Fit, Fearless, and Fun Tribe. So we just simply called it Tribe Time, which meant we were a group of like-minded people that would support and lift each other up, but also really disguise training as some fun stuff. So our Tribe Time is every Tuesday morning. It's an hour and a half, and it consists of three things: a craft, a connection piece, and a healthy recipe. And people loved it. And they realized, again, regardless of their plans and their future goals in Isagenics, they still wanted to be a part of something. And we found out that women don't get a lot of recognition for folding laundry, but they get a lot of recognition if they show up and they've, you know, been successful with a two-day cleanse, or they found a way to make pasta out of zucchini and we make a recipe with it, or we do vision boards, or we do vision cubes. And we've done some amazing fun things, but it's all based on growing an empire, any way you look at it. And whatever that looks like for that particular person, they're welcome to do it and experience it and explore it at Tribe Time every week.
Mm. How cool is that?
Thank you.
Yes, I love it. And, you know, listen, I mean, people want to belong. People need the support, like you talked about, the accountability. This is where women and men, this is where they blossom. If they can tap into something and grow and learn and get that support, well, that's what's creating your future leaders of your organization, your tribe. So very powerful. I want to talk about people that might be struggling in their business, because we know that your doors are open to pretty much anybody that wants, that feels that they align with what you're doing as you're building. And as mentioned before, some of these people aren't even in your downline. They're not even financially connected to you, but you have invited those individuals to attend Tribe Time events. And how has this been impactful to you as being a better leader, or setting or leading by example to those in your team?
So that's such a great question. And, you know, just this Tuesday, we did have two men attending. So you're right, it's men and women. But I think not being financially connected to a lot of the people that attend, I'm able to kind of give some tough love, and they back to me by telling me what would help be a better, you know, leader, or what they would prefer to see by their leader. So I've learned what not to do, but I've also been able to hear many different styles that maybe their leaders have in an entirely different state. So it's a real hospitable connection. It's a real reciprocal connection. If somebody knows that I live in Chandler and they live in Washington, I'm not connected to them, but they could send their person to me. I will ask that person a lot of questions about what it's like to be enrolled by whoever it happens to be. And I'll learn a lot of what is missing out there and stuff that is working and stuff that's not. We also have a time that we do what's hot, what's not. So we can really talk about that. And obviously all that feedback I take in and decide what to do with it. And I've been able to really get some great stuff and be a better leader just based on listening to what's happening outside of Chandler, Arizona, with other leaders that are extremely, extremely successful also.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. It really is. It's a beautiful thing. Now, I want to switch gears here and talk about social media and Instagram, Facebook. Do you do a lot of building on social media platforms?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm from Idaho and I moved to Arizona. My entire social media, I guess, profile and friends list was from Boise, Idaho. I was turning 50 the year that I enrolled, along with my entire high school classmate list. And I think I enrolled about 50 to 60 people that first year in that exact same demographic. They didn't taste a bar. They didn't taste a shake. They didn't even see me physically, but they trusted me because they'd been following me on social media. And they said, Sybil, we don't care what it is that you're doing. We're living vicariously through you. We want to look and feel as good as you seem to be on Facebook, so I'd like to try it out. And that's exactly the message that I was putting out there. Like, let's make our 50th year our best yet. You know, fit, fabulous, 50, fun, all of those words that women are really starting to embrace. And so social media is exactly how I did it.
Nice. Okay. So I want to dig a little bit deeper on this because, and especially for people that are in their 50s, maybe 60s, social media is so foreign to certain people. Like my mom, it's so cute. When she comes over, my teenage sons sit on the couch with her and teach her. Like, no, grandma, did you know? No, don't do that. Do this. You know, it's so cute. Like they've set up her little Bitmoji and got her set up on Instagram and Facebook. And it's really cute. My mom's almost, well, she's 65. So with that, what advice would you give to our listeners that might be struggling with social media, that might be struggling with maybe they have an Instagram account, but they don't necessarily have an Instagram following yet? What are the basics on and what do you share with your people when it comes to getting them started building that presence and that brand on social media?
So ironically, we've been doing a ton of Instagram training at Tribe Time just recently, and then a ton of Facebook Live training recently. So just this week, I challenged our team to do a Facebook Live making a mocha or a pumpkin spice shake and then putting in a few little sprinkles or grating some chocolate chips over the top or some different things. We're calling them smoothie bars so that we're adding just a whole different, trend or tagline. But it's really hard for people to do their first live. And we're talking about the content not necessarily being the big deal, but more the algorithm and the exposure. And that's overwhelming for a lot of people. And I feel like I'm 85 sometimes with a walker when I'm trying to explain what's so important about Instagram. But I think that I could be overwhelmed by it and sit back in with my walker, or I could ask my kids to help or my nephews to help. And I think we all have access to younger people in our life. We should employ them. We should ask them to come over weekly and give us a tutorial. And if you don't have access, YouTube or Pinterest or all of the Instagram free classes that you can literally tap on while you're scrolling Instagram. the education is out there. We just have to take the time to do it. And so even one module a day, and I'm using the word module because one of the free Instagram classes that I'm currently taking is done in 10 modules. So I'm trying to do 10 modules, one a day, and just get a little bit more current on how to do Instagram stories. But again, I'm not overwhelmed by it. I'm extremely energized by it. I love what I'm seeing. I've always loved the graphics. And Instagram allows so many artistic qualities to come through. And so I'm embracing it. I realize I'm not good, but you can't really screw it up. I mean, it's free and it's, we're learning a lot, and it's really failing forward and doing it a little messy so that it's duplicatable, but I'm having a blast with it.
Excellent. I love that. And I love your advice when it comes to tapping into other resources based on training. I'm going through some of my notes right now. I hope I can find it because there's some social media training areas that people have absolutely tapped into and love. So I'll keep looking through my notes and hopefully pull them out for you when we get a little bit closer to the end. But with that being said, I want to talk about enrollment style, favorite packs, anything that people might need to know that are listening in for advice when getting people started in doing the enrollment process or having that enrollment style with people.
Sure. So there's really only one pack, and that's the value pack, as far as I'm concerned. That's a little harsh, and that could turn a few people off. And you get $100 when you enroll a value pack. That's significant. That can change a person's week. And if you enroll two in a week, that's $400. So it's either $100 or you leave $300 on the table. But people that are making $400 in a week will actually like call their mom about it. It's significant enough to be pretty excited about. And there's a lot of coaching that goes in, and you're making a commitment to see them through their goals. $25 with an enrollment of a 30-day system, you're going to blow through that value pretty quickly. So I always remind people that obviously make sure that you've got $100 to work through versus $25, but also are really getting our new people started with the right system. And I'm using the word system. It's a complete system. It's designed by your father to be used entirely together. If they get a 30-day system, I've seen them get really cranky on social media and say, hey, you didn't give me the pieces I needed to be successful. I don't have those chocolates, or I don't have that fancy blender, or I don't have those amazing vitamins. You've kept them from me. And really, we haven't kept them from them. So I'm super passionate about the value pack. And in our group, that's about how we do it.
Yeah. Retention, such a huge deal. Yeah, absolutely. If you can give someone a system that has everything, I mean, how would you feel if somebody held out on you and only gave you 50% of the support that you were looking for to reach your goals? You might be a little bit hurt over it, you know? So you're right. Yeah, I love the value pack as well. Yeah, very powerful.
That's all we've got. It's the only system. And again, the words and the verbiage that we use in our team is, it's what we do. People get started with the value pack. And if you can start just having those words just flow off your tongue, you won't know any better. And it will become, again, what your tribe does.
Because Facebook owns Instagram, and they simultaneously, when they switch things up on algorithms and what's working for you and what's getting you the most attention when you do post, it's good to be kind of in the know on all of that. Like, for instance, Facebook Live is a really big deal. It's going to get you seen in front of more people than if you don't use it. And there's other tips too through Instagram that allow you to really have a huge presence on those social media platforms. So anything that you want to add to that, Sybil?
Well, I think that the reason that a lot of us are starting to put a lot of emphasis in Instagram is because of some target marketing that Isagenix thankfully is going to be doing and investing in. We don't have to spend any dollars, but we need to have a presence, and mm-hmm. we need to have a place that people can find us rather quickly if they do come across one of our target marketed ads. So I'm thrilled to have a place for people to land. But I think it's really important to not get hung up on how many followers you have. Go out and follow some people that you like, that you would like to emulate, like you mentioned here. Just go find another leader that's doing extremely well. There's not really a cap on followers in Instagram versus Facebook. So just go follow them and see what they're doing, see what they post, see how they do it, what time of day, and so on. And just follow them and emulate them, because they've already figured it out. So why not just, you know, not reinvent the wheel? Just go out and do what works.
I love it. I love it. And anything else that our listeners need to know before we let you go today? Any last golden tip of advice?
Well, I think that we could easily get hung up in getting ready to get ready and getting ready to get our Instagram launched and getting ready to go live. But really and truly, the best days of my career have been the days that I've just gotten up and done it messy, done it so that it's totally duplicatable, done it when my hair and makeup is not perfect. And I think that if I was still in that place where I had to get ready to get ready, I would probably be back where I was 3 years ago, just wondering what to do. I didn't know how to even copy and paste when I very first got started 3 years ago. So I just went out and did it. And I'm definitely excited and definitely very motivated by fast moving, shiny, glittery, colorful things. So go out and be that. Go out and set the pace for the rest of your team to stop getting ready to get ready and go out and make some things happen. Open your home, open your heart, start collaborating with other people that you like, and see what can happen with that sort of energy and culture.
Such great advice. We call it the analysis of paralysis, where you're analyzing and preparing to prepare to prepare to prepare, right? So just go out and do it messy. Fail forward. They say fail forward. You're going to grow your business beautifully if you fail forward. It doesn't have to be perfect. I love it. Such great advice. Thank you so much for being with us, Sybil. We so appreciate you. You're an incredible woman. Yes, and Six Star Golden is right around the corner. You're going to be maxing out before you know
it.
Yeah.
Knocking on the door, but thank you so much for having me. This was a blast today.
Absolutely. And for everybody that's listening in, thank you so much for your time as well. We really appreciate you. Make sure your team members know where to find this podcast, along with all of the other podcasts that we provide for you, isagenixpodcast.com. And until next time, best of success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Earning levels for Isagenix independent associates that appear in this publication are examples and should not be construed as typical or average. Income level achievements are dependent upon the individual associate's business skills, personal ambition, time, commitment, activity, and demographic factors. For average earnings, see the Isagenix independent associate earnings statement found at www.isagenixearnings.com. The weight loss testimonials presented only apply to the individuals depicted, cannot be guaranteed, and should not be considered typical. A 2008 university study showed statistically significant weight loss of 7 pounds during the first 9 days of the cleansing and fat-burning system. As with any health or fitness program, a sensible eating plan and regular exercise are required in order to achieve long-term weight loss. If you are pregnant, nursing, diabetic, on medication, have a medical condition, or on a weight control program, consult your physician before using Isagenix products or making any other dietary changes. Discontinue if an adverse event occurs.